ICE arrests Mexican national after he crashes into government vehicles, injures officer. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested a Mexican national and illegal immigrant after he allegedly crashed into two government vehicles while attempting to flee from a traffic stop in his vehicle. A federal officer was injured in the crash, according to authorities. The crash happened on August 11, during a joint operation between ICE and other federal law enforcement agencies in San Diego, when they attempted a traffic stop. The twice-deported man, with a prior conviction for driving under the influence, tried to evade the stop, and in doing so, collided with vehicles and caused the injury. The suspect was apprehended by law enforcement and arrested on suspicion of assault on an ICE officer. His name has not been released, nor has any information regarding potential charges. According to ICE, the man was smuggled twice into the country in October 2020 while hiding in the trunk of a vehicle at the San Ysidro port of entry. This operation demonstrates the commitment of ERO officers to enforcing federal immigration laws and protecting public safety, Patrick Diver, director of ICE's Enforcement and Removal Operations Field Office in San Diego, said in a statement on August 14. Despite the challenges encountered, our officers remain dedicated to carrying out their duties with professionalism. Sean Gibson, special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in San Diego, added that the arrest highlights federal law enforcement's dedication to the safety of law enforcement personnel. We will not tolerate violence against law enforcement, and we are resolute in our pursuit of justice, Gibson said. In the press release announcing the arrest, ICE said there has been a major increase, more than 1,000%, in assaults on ICE officers nationwide compared to this time last year. The Department of Homeland Security has attributed the surge in attacks on federal law enforcement to what it said was increased political rhetoric and misinformation from the media and certain Democratic politicians fueling the hostility. Brave ICE law enforcement are risking their lives every day to keep our communities safe from the worst of the worst criminals, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said. ICE law enforcement are succeeding in removing terrorists, murderers, pedophiles, and the most depraved among us from America's communities, even as crazed rhetoric from gutter politicians is inspiring a massive increase in assaults against them. It is reprehensible that our officers are facing this threat while simply doing their jobs and enforcing the law. During a July 10 operation at marijuana grow sites in Carpinteria and Camarillo, federal agents were shot at and assaulted during a confrontation with more than 500 protesters. The FBI has offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to the apprehension of the agitator who fired a gun at law enforcement officials. Four U.S. citizens were arrested in the melee for assaulting or resisting officers during the riot. A California State University Channel Islands math teacher was arrested for allegedly throwing a tear gas canister at law enforcement. DHS also alleges that Representative Salud Carbajal shared an ICE employee's business card with a violent mob during the marijuana farm operation, resulting in an attack that sent the employee to the hospital, where the victim received stitches for cuts. Carbajal in turn accused federal officers of using a disturbing and disproportionate level of force on farm workers and protesters. DHS has also detailed other incidents of doxing. In one instance, an ICE officer's personal information was shared online by Antifa-affiliated organizations, causing threats, harassment, and defacement of an officer's lawn.